Hi, I'm Cesars, and I'm an entrepreneur with more than 20 years of experience in the transfer of knowledge. And this is my podcast, The Future Was Yesterday, which is kind of a metaverse podcast. Allow me to explain, but first a word about our sponsor, Saule. Saule means sun in Latvian, and is a Latvian non-profit for education and self-development to help people achieve their career and personal goals through a combination of storytelling and technological upskilling. If you want to know more, discover Saule at projectsaule.eu and book a consultation for you, a loved one, or your employees. Saule also can help to develop a tailored upskilling program for your employees. Remember, the sun rises for everyone. Doesn't matter your age or what you do for a living. You should be able to afford to discover who you are. Discover Saule at projectsaule.eu. And now, back to the show. Most people think the metaverse is a virtual place, like a video game. But what if it's not a place? What if the metaverse is the moment in time where our digital life is worth more than our physical life? This has been our ongoing challenge for the past 20 years. But to move forward, we need first to go back a little. As you may know by now, I'm an optimist about the future, even when now it doesn't seem especially bright. I believe in the civilizing process, which was defined by German sociologist Norbert Elias as the diffusion of anti-violence mentalities among and by the middle and upper classes since the Middle Ages. One example of this is the adoption of drinking cups made of glass among the medieval elites. One day for sure we will talk about how Germans created the reality we live in. The whole Western civilization, it's a German invention. But for now, we just say that the civilizing process is the entropy of the violence that has been achieved by the elites since long ago and adopted or forced into most societies nowadays, with different levels of success. I think crime will always exist, as we are human and we are full of defects. But I also think that violence will eventually disappear as our amygdala evolves according to the reality we live in. We need to be aware that the world we live in was created just 100 or 150 years ago, and even some of its constructs, like social impartiality, it's maybe 20 or 10 or 30 years old. But the world before this one was at least 500 or 800 years old, if not more. The world is evolving at a dramatic speed, even if we don't notice it. And that's why we react late and not always correct. We haven't learned how to correctly communicate in this situation. Our parents and grandparents started to notice these communication gaps in the 1960s. Or 1950s even, and we haven't had the time or the skill to catch up and close them somehow. And that is how we landed here, in the metaverse, this time or era in which our digital world is getting bigger and our real world is lagging. But whatever happens, what is for sure is that we will have a new reality at the end of this period, which may take another 100 years, but that will lead us, hopefully, to become what it's called a Type 1 civilization. Just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, if you have seen a Star Trek movie, or the series, doesn't matter, you are witnessing what should be a Type 2 civilization becoming Type 3. Now, two things. Why do I believe that violence will eventually disappear, and how this is relevant to the education field? To respond to the first question, why do I believe that violence will eventually disappear, We just need to take an honest look at the statistics and hard data available, and it shows that regardless of what we see on TV, we are living in a relatively pacific time. Does it mean everything and everywhere is perfect? Absolutely not. Just shows that we as a society are less prone or less incentivized towards violence, and that's the tendency. And here I need to make very clear couple of points on which we must agree to move forward with the topic and the podcast, but also as a society. The first point is that the law is or should be in place not to oppress the smaller, but to limit the excesses of the strongest ones. That's a constant that cannot be challenged and shouldn't be challenged. The second is, sadly, that Russia and its propaganda against Western liberal democracies are the biggest threat to this civilizing process. They want to move the clock 200 years backward, and we want to move it forward. That's the discussion. To go further in civilization, we need to know that regional development under Western liberal democratic values, including free trade and movement, and capitalism for social good, is the only road forwards, or at least the only one we have found so far. And how this is relevant to our topic in education? If we understand this and we are aware of everything we just mentioned, then we can plan our road to the year 2030, and therefore we can prepare accordingly. Now let's talk a little about the future. We must start by saying that there are three kinds of future. The probable future, towards we aim and we prepare for. The plausible future, which is a desirable future, always within our expectations. And lastly, the possible future, a future that could happen if a systemic change occurs that set the course towards a different destiny. The war in Ukraine is that systemic change, and we need to be certain that our possible future has become our plausible future. Although some analysts may say that this was inevitable, while others thought it was impossible. That's the funny thing with systemic changes. The day before they seem impossible, and the day after they seem inevitable. I promise we will talk in another occasion about the reality and how it works, and maybe we will touch again this idea of different futures. But for now, bear with me for a moment and you will see how the pieces start to fall together. We just mentioned that the war in Ukraine is that systemic change that has changed the direction of our future. A future in whichever happens in Ukraine means the increase of violence in our borders and the disruption of the traditional supply chains. This is not an if, but a when question. And here is where the pieces fit together. I'll explain it in a moment. But let's go briefly again to mention the EU goals for 2030 and why they are important. In today's podcast, we have been telling that society tends to less violence, although humanity remains violent. This means that there are forces restraining humanity to become society. And we are unfortunately in the way of those forces crashing with us. But what do I mean with society? I will say that society is a group of people that has agreed on certain principles that allow them to live together without violence. Remember, crime is inevitable, as we are humans, with defects and all. but violence is an animal or ancient response. As we evolve and our social contract evolve, our animal response should decrease and make us less violent, more civilized. Okay, if that one is clear, we move further. If we are a society that solves its problem in a non-violent way, means we have laws, and laws should be in place to protect those more vulnerable, those who might fall victims of violence first. Okay, next. We have less violence, we have society, we have laws. Now, how are we going to support this system? Sadly, the answer is not with goodwill and good faith, but with money. Can be goodwill and good faith enough? Sadly, not. Money is a must. Society should have money, should have the means to incentivize exchange of goods and services, innovation, sustainability, etc. The reality of things is that this is the way how society and the system as a whole it flourish with free trade, regulated free trade. We used to have globalized free trade, but not anymore. And we can talk about that in a different episode, but we need to understand that those global supply chains are not more, and that they are becoming regional. Let's put a pin on that and go back to the EU goals for 2030. And why they are important. When a country lacks direction, things like Make America Great, Fierce the Poor, Power to the People, Homeland or Death, etc., etc., may resonate with some people, and they are used to capture sentiment instead of reason. In our case, things are a little different, as the EU priorities comes from a supranational organism that, regardless the sentiment, tries to make executable the steps to move forward that civilizing process we mentioned at the beginning of our talk. Recapitulating, we live in a place that encourages the civilizing process, so we could have less violence and a more just society under a Western liberal democracy that is evolving from a globalized order to a more regional one. The next piece of the puzzle is demographics, and how robots and AI will solve the regional problems in the labor market that will arise from now till the year 2030. This last part of the puzzle, the demographics and the labor market as the problem and AI and robots as the solution to overcome what we are facing in the near future, is what we will be discussing in the coming episodes of our podcast, The Future Was Yesterday. Thank you for joining me today for this conversation. I hope it wasn't too much rambling, that I gave you some food for thought, and that maybe some of the things we talk about were even useful. And if that's the case, please consider subscribing and sharing. And if you are a super nice, smart person, also give the podcast a review. It really helps and is the best way to support our podcast. And if there is any suggestions or topic you would like I cover on the next episode or in the following episodes, please let me know. And also please check out our YouTube channel about entrepreneurships. The links are available below. Thanks again. Have a wonderful day and talk to you very soon. Bye.